Okay. Thanks, everyone. All right, I'll keep an eye on the chat in case we lose anything. Okay, so we're gonna begin class. So today's foundations class is all grounded. So all the poses are on the floor today. So it's gonna be nice and chill. And thank you. So we have to record this for yoga school. So it takes a little bit of time. I'll take her stinky bone. All righty. So let's take a moment. Let's just find ourselves lying on our back. Take a moment and let's get grounded. Feel the earth beneath your body. Welcome, welcome. My name is Bree Morena de Santos. I'm happy to guide you. There's lots of teachers in the room today. Good to see you all. Let your shoulders relax. Let the back of your knees relax. Feel the breath moving through your body. And just enjoy that sensation for a few rounds of inhales and exhales. Letting go of whatever came before this moment, be in the present, the here and the now. Letting the inhales become more intentional and the exhales get a little bit longer, escaping the body. With every exhale, you feel everything get a little bit deeper, a little bit more relaxed. Yes. And I would love to invite you to place one hand over your heart, the other top of your belly. Or you could take any other variation of choice and just feel the breath moving through your body in this position. As you inhale, maybe feeling your belly get a little bit fuller, pressing against the palm of your hand. As you exhale, feeling your heart press against the other palm and just feeling the breath literally moving your body. And imagining that you're giving your heart space a nice, delicious hug with the palm of your hand or just visually in your mind. And let's set an intention for your practice today. A dedication, a personal mantra, or just send yourself some positive vibes. Yes. And let's fill in all of those wonderful thoughts with a deep inhalation. Practice non-attachment and release. This time, take an inhale. Take your hands overhead. Stretch your body nice and long. And then as you exhale, draw your knees into your body. Give yourself a hug. Maybe making circles in the sky like you're painting the sun or the full moon up there. In both directions, if not already. And then we're going to bring the feet to the mat. We're going to scoot the hips all the way over to the right side and drop the knees to the left side. And just feel the body get heavy here. You can also place a block in between your thighs if that feels better. Sorry. She's getting braver. With every exhale, let the body get a little bit deeper into the twist here. Remembering some of the principles of the foundations classes before, right? We always want to get grounded first, notice our breath second, and experience the pose third. Take a deep inhalation, activate your core, draw your knees to the sky. And then as you exhale, take your hips to the opposite side of the mat and drop your knees. And join the sensation of the pose in your body. Allowing every exhalation to get you deeper and deeper into the pose. Enjoying a deep inhalation, activating the core, bringing your body back center, taking the knees to the sky, and doing some gentle windshield wipers from side to side. Trying to mirror the movement to your breath. So inhaling the knees up and exhaling them down, only going as fast as the breath can manage. Beginning to make that mind-body breath connection. Yes. Feeling that gentle release of any tension that might be stored in the lower back. Letting the shoulders get even heavier than they already are. And maybe just feeling a gentle smile come upon your face. One more round here. And then we're gonna float the knees to the sky. We're gonna bring our hands by our side, pressing the palms into the earth, walking our feet a little bit closer to our tail, so our heels are closer to the tail, pressing through the palms, pressing through the feet, raising the hips up, noticing what the chin is doing, getting a gentle bridge pose. As you release your glutes, let them float all the way to the mat. And as they tap the mat, inhale, take them all the way to the sky. Nice and slow, you're not in a hurry. And allow your inhales and exhales to fluctuate your hips down and up and down. I like to really squeeze my glutes at the top and really allow them to release, feeling the muscles engaging and disengaging. Katie's on the prowl. And then on the last hip raise, we're going to hold those hips up towards the sky. Be mindful of what your chin and breathing's like, not compressing the neck here. We're going to walk the toes up onto the tippies. If that feels okay, you can also keep those feet nice and grounded. You're going to feel that activation through your quadriceps, through the thighs. And then exhale, release everything down. Draw the knees back into your body. Give them a squeeze. Yes. We're going to bring the hands to the outer sides of the feet for a nice little happy baby. Or you can draw the bottoms of the feet together for butterfly in the sky. Maybe rocking from side to side, getting a gentle massage on the spine. Really focusing on those deep inhales, those long, lengthy exhalations. And if it feels okay and you have space, maybe lengthening one leg and then drawing it in, lengthening the opposite and bringing it back on each side. You can draw your peace fingers, the big toes. You can keep your hands on the outers of the feet. Whatever feels good here. Yes. And then we're gonna bring it back center, float those legs to the sky, toes to your nose, bring the hands by your side and place the palms into the mat. We're gonna point the toes up and then flex them towards your nose. Finding your breath, inhale, point, exhale, flex. Only going as fast as your breath can point and flex through the feet. Releasing any tension in the ankle. Feeling the palms pressing into the mat. Feeling every tip of each finger following. And then starting to feel that gentle activation happening through the legs. Starting to really allow the tailbone to lengthen and flatten onto the earth here. encouraging the shoulders to stay grounded and just noticing how challenging that might be. One more round of breath here. That's right. And then we're going to bend those knees into the body. We're going to lengthen that right leg all the way to the mat. We're going to draw the left knee toward the earth, opening up through that left hip. And we're just going to take a moment here, let the opposite hand ground that thigh. Yes. One more round of breath. We're going to draw everything back center, both knees in. Keep the opposite in, lengthen the opposite leg long, and then draw that knee down toward the earth. That left hand's going to encourage that left thigh to ground and relax, feeling the shoulders relaxing to the mat. And then we're going to bring it back center. We're going to draw the legs back toward the sky. Bring the hands behind the legs and encourage those knees or the thighs to get closer toward your belly or your chest. Feeling the tailbone lifting off of the mat here. We're going to bend the knees and we're going to start to roll to a seated posture, taking your time, massaging your spine. When you do arrive, we're going to do some lovely seated cat-cows. But we're going to lift all the way up. We're going to draw the heels to the mat, flexing through. We're going to try to hold that. If at any time you need to drop your feet, honor that. We're going to take a deep inhale. Exhale, lengthen, tuck the chin around the spine. Inhale your nose to the sky, resting atop of those heels of the feet. And then exhale, let it go. We're going to do a little work here with the feet here. So as we inhale up, go ahead and drop the toes. And then as we exhale, tuck the chin around the spine, lengthen through the arms, lift the toes, resting on the heels, getting a little deeper, going as far as your arms allow you. So pointing and flexing through the toes, through your cat-cows, as you move with the breath. Maybe taking it a little bit slower, maybe hanging out in one of the postures a little bit longer. If you want to activate the core, do a little bit of a balance challenge here, you can release the hands. And as you inhale up, the toes are going to drop, the hands are going to lift. And as you exhale, everything comes down as you flex those toes. Inhale, rise. If this is too much on the tailbone, go back to your regular seated cat-cow. Otherwise, we're going to move through this a little bit longer. This is a bit of a kundalini discipline practice here. Just activating all of the solar plexus. Maybe even getting into the sacral chakra, maybe even in and up through the heart. For my girl Tiff here. And we're going to bring it back down, right? We're going to hold the hands. We're going to turn this into a nice, gentle, floating Navasana. Maybe the legs are bent. Maybe they're lengthened. Maybe you support your legs with your own hands, right? All is good. All is perfect. Find your breath. One more round if you have it in your practice and bring it back. Give yourself a hug under or over. That is your arms, for those who are listening to this. And then we're going to take it back. We're going to float into either a reverse tabletop, or you can lengthen one leg, lengthen the other. Your hands can go wherever you like, right? So traditional Ashtanga variations to letting the hands splay out to the side, whatever the wrists are in the mood for. Again, reverse plank or tabletop, any variation in between. Find your breath. Eyes go wherever the neck wants, so you could tuck your chin or you could take them up and behind, lifting through your seat, fist bones, lifting your hips up. Exhale, release. We're going to bring the bottoms of the feet together, hands wrapped around the ankles. Inhale, nose to the sky. Exhale, tuck the chin round the spine. Your hands can be anywhere. It can capture some leg here. Using your own body as a prop. We're gonna move through some cat-cows in this variation, feeling that opening through the pelvis, through the hips. Take a moment and acknowledge the feet are touching, maybe wiggling the toes, getting a little somatic release here. Yes, yes. You're gonna notice in today's very grounded practice, even though we're nice and chill on the ground, there are gonna be some challenges that can be presented to your practice if you like. Already, yes? I like a good floor practice, right? This is good for home, right? You know, you're at home, get down there, you don't want to get back up. There's a cup of hot tea right there and a candle. And then you go straight to bed and Shavasana. That's right. Walk your hands behind you. Feel the bottoms of your feet. Lift your heart like your sun or moon bathing. Feel how your tail wants to lift off of the mat. Just that little gentle vibe where it feels like you're floating. Yes. Getting a nice release through that lower back here. Again, eyes go wherever the neck wants. If you want to tuck that chin, press the earth away from you, getting a stretch in the back of the neck, honor that. Again, pressing through the palms, just feeling the tailbone and the entire bottom of your body lifting off of the mat, just nice and gently. You might even feel a gentle opening through the pelvic floor. And then we're going to slowly release and relax that energy. Yes.
She slept.
Draw the knees together.
And then was up for 2.5 hours and went back to bed. Yeah.
All righty. So, bringing it back. We're going to draw the knees together. We're going to walk those feet out wide. If this feels too much, walk the feet in a little bit more. Take it only as far as it feels comfy. This might feel a little bit strange. We're going to walk the hands behind us. And we're going to do a little bit of pelvic tilt. We'll do this. Hopefully, I'll remember to do this at the end so you can see the difference. And we're just going to, you're going to roll your pelvis back through your tail. You're going to feel gentle feeling there. Use your hands to guide you as you roll through. Again, this is really intense if it's tight in your thighs, which I know, right? We had some tight thighs at the beginning of class already. And you're just getting a little bit of closing through that pelvic floor, right? So drawing all and everything back together yet again. One more round. Might feel this in your hips if your hips are really open, if you've been doing a lot of hip openers or you're just sore in the body. And then we're going to bring it back. And we're going to come down onto forearms and we're going to do some windshield wipers. You can keep those knees glued together or you can let them fall one at a time. Whatever feels good for you here. Notice how the neck fills and take the chin, the nose, and the eye gazes wherever the neck needs them to go. Maybe just looking over the horizon of your knees. Pressing into your forearms, allowing yourself to engage your pectoral muscles, right? So the muscles in your chest, feeling that energy connecting through the back of your body as well and being open to that. One more round. And then we're going to bring it back, yogis. We're going to come up one at a time. Yes, yes. And we're going to swivel and find ourselves on all four. Go ahead and stretch the body into kitty cat. Or just take the arms out nice and long in front of you. Release your neck. Shake your head. Give your forehead a little bit of a massage. I hope everyone can still hear over here on Zoom. But anytime you're having a hard time hearing on Zoom, please just type in the chat. Ooh, DJ, you went and got some cupping done, huh? Love. A wide-legged balasana or child's pose. So let the knees come out nice and wide. Let the belly hang in between the thighs. If this doesn't feel comfortable, make an adjustment so that you can get deeper into the version of the pose that matters for your body today. Block can be placed under your forehead, or you can give your forehead a gentle massage against your mat. This is also a time to check in if your mat needs a little wash. Okay, good. We're alive. This can become a nice passive pose. So maybe the elbows bend, the hands come behind the neck, Maybe you can interlace the hands or do reverse prayer. Check in with making this more passive for your body, relaxing into the pose a little deeper. As you inhale, exhale your hands back to the top of your mat. Inhale yet again, fill the lungs up. And as you exhale, relax the body yet again. Yes. Now making this more active, reach those fingers toward the top of your mat. Press the palms into the earth. Encourage the glutes to ground themselves. On your next exhalation, walk your fingers to the right. You can stack your palms atop of each other if that feels good. Trying to ground the opposite glute, right? So feeling the side body stretch on the opposite side of the body here. Every exhale, see if you can get deeper into the pose. Maybe that means pressing the palms into the earth. Maybe that means walking the hands over more. Maybe that means just inviting a deeper stretch into the body through the mind space, yeah? Look for your next exhalation to take you to the opposite side. Yes, no making memes yet. Again, every exhale gets you deeper into the pose. Maybe this side feels different. Check in with your body. Sometimes practicing yoga is just an exploration of how we're feeling in that moment. Maybe we're just grateful that we made it to class. And that's enough. On your exhale, bring yourself back, center yogis. We're going to come into a gentle tabletop. And we're going to move the body like water. Whatever that looks like for you, you don't have to look like me or your neighbor. Making sure you do both sides. If it feels good to do some hip dips, just dropping your hips from side to side, honor that. Check in, stretch the body. And of course, once you feel grounded, once you notice your breath, once you find the movement, then try to make that mind-body connection with the breath. When you're ready, we're gonna bring it back center. Bring your hands right under your shoulders. Spread those fingers. Feel the palms pressing into the mat. Tuck your toes and press the earth away from you. And only going as far as your toes are in the mood for, right? If the toes are not that flexible today, that is okay. Yes. Relaxing the shoulders, relaxing the jaw, letting the belly get full. Shift through your toes, flatten your feet. If it feels good, I like to kind of tap it out. Not tap out, just tap it out. Yeah, yeah. Shift your weight into the left hand, right hand forward. Eye gazes can follow or stay grounded for more balance. You can start to slide that left foot behind you, keep the toes tucked or start to lift them, flex them or point them, yogi's choice. Take a moment here, see if you can just find your balance and your grounding in the pose. Yes. If it feels good, raise that hand a little higher. Maybe the leg lifts a little higher, opening up through that lower back here. And if you want a dynamic movement, maybe bringing elbow to knee, tucking the chin, rounding the spine, and flowing back. Option to hold the pose, option to make it more dynamic, yogi's choice. Maybe we want to hold and focus on balance and power and strength. Maybe we want a dynamic flow. Activating the core through movement and breath. Only moving as fast as your breath allows if you're choosing to move. You can also choose to move for a few rounds and then hold for a few rounds, yes? One more round wherever you are. We're gonna bring it back to where we started. Nice and relaxing. Yes, releasing the body, moving it like water. One of the things that's neat about yoga is you know you're gonna do something on the other side eventually. So you can kind of let the brain relax into the other side Once you arrive, the first side, we're sort of like, what are we doing? Then the other side, you're like, oh, got it. Yeah, yeah. Few more rounds of personal movement of choice. And then make sure you're in a nice tabletop, hands under shoulders. We're gonna shift our weight into the opposite hand, should be the right side, left side reaches, eyes can follow. Right foot stays tucked or lifts off of the mat. Remember, you can always come back to tabletop. You can fluctuate, move around. One more round of breath. If everything's lifting a little higher, you can do one at a time or both limbs together, opening up that lower back, activating that glute. And again, if you want a dynamic movement, tuck the chin around the spine, knee to nose or knee to elbow. Check in with your body. Maybe this side needs less. Maybe this side likes more. Staying strong through the arm that's supporting you, pressing the palm into the earth. Feeling free to opt out at any time. One more round of whatever it is that you're doing, you'll eventually find your way back to tabletop in a nice, controlled, graceful way, if possible. Not always possible, right? Release any tension that's stirred up in your body. If you need to release the forearms, you can draw your fingertips towards your knees or out towards the sides of your mat, leaning into those forearms, or you can sit on your heels, do some manual adjusting, right? Whatever feels good. Check in with your breath. See what came up for your body during the pose. She loves you, DJ. Do you have doggies at home? Are you wearing oil? She likes essential oil. Finding some deep inhales, some deep exhalations. If at any time you need a blanket under those knees or you can roll your mat under your knees, honor that, yes? We've talked about that in some past foundations. We're gonna bring it back, and then we're gonna take the earth away from us. We're gonna try to hold this. If at any time this doesn't seem feasible for you, please come out of the press through. So you can shift your weight forward. But for now, we're tucking the toes and pressing the weight back. Shift your weight into the left hand, right hand to the sky. Again, if this is too much going on, make some micro adjustments. And then we're gonna slowly thread that under. As you thread it under, you're gonna start to shift through those toes. You're gonna feel your weight come forward. This is a balance challenge. So again, you can always drop that knee. If you want a little bit more, you can lift that foot off of the mat. Finding your breath. Toes can always be pointed or flexed. Just check in with what gives you more stability. If this is too much on that bottom knee, please honor your body. Come out of the pose. One more round of breath if it's in your practice. You're gonna tuck those toes if they're lifted. You're gonna press into that left hand, lift off of that right shoulder, right hand into the sky, yogis. And exhale, find a plank. Take a moment, we're gonna go into down dog and we're gonna pedal it out. Yes. From down dog, you can find yourself in up dog. You can also drop your knees, be a little still on a rock. And then we're gonna press into a nice child's pose. So drop your knees, tail to heels, stretch it out. We're not gonna live here. Notice your breath.
Hi, Bree, we lost you. We can't hear you.
I thought you guys were just breathing quietly for a long time.
No.
Can you hear us now?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Amber.
Yeah.
So just to recap, we went into down dog to dolphin. You could have chosen to stay in down dog. You could have taken a headstand. We had some takers. And then we ended in a child's pose choice, child's pose variation of choice. And now we're gonna come back to tabletop. Take your time. Yes, yes. From tabletop yogis, we're going to tuck those toes, come back into that yogi ball and swivel toward the side mirrors. We're going to step out into malasana. You can also sit on a block here, go into sumo squat, although I would like us to stay closest to the earth as possible. So maybe choosing a block variation if malasana doesn't feel good today. Yeah, chill on a block. Again, remember the rules. If you're going to chill on a block, you're going to feel that block, right? You're going to really feel it pressing into your body and your body pressing into it. You don't want to hover over the block, right? You want to really just be with the block. Relaxing through the shoulders, the eyebrows, the jaw. Letting your breath begin to move the body, all the muscles relax, the glutes, feeling the feet pressing into the earth. She is obsessed with you. Last week it was Sue. Now, just like in anything, yogis, if it feels good to move through the pose, this could be a bit much, but if it feels delicious, invite it to the practice. If you have other variations in malasana, any binds, twists, or turns you like to do, honor that. Otherwise, always holding the pose statically and focusing on your mindfulness is preferred, yes? Malasana is one of those poses that the body takes a while to reintroduce back to self. Luis, this is his dub. We usually get a lot of dubs, but you're the only one today. He was here. We did a pretty intense vinyasa flow at 9:30. So take it easy, Luis. Oh, okay. Don't take it easy. We have another warrior here that comes. A few more rounds of breath if it's in your practice. You're going to eventually take your toe to the sky, heel toe in, come back into a yogi ball. We're going to swivel to the front of our mat. And if it's in your practice to press through to a seated posture, I'm sorry, your front. Sorry about that. I was in weird directions. Yogi says, right? You can come on your knees and find yourself seated, or you can kind of lift off and through. That's right. We're going to draw. That's right. We're gonna draw the opposite foot in, so the right side. Left toes to your nose, inhale, lengthen. We're gonna move through this, so we're gonna exhale, sweep. You're gonna let your fingertips paint the mat as you slowly roll up 1 inch at a time. You're gonna rinse and repeat like the sun is rising. Use your inhale, let the inhale grow, and then exhale, let it release. At your own pace, if you need a bend in that lengthened leg's knee, honor that. Try to keep those toes pointing towards your nose. We're gonna add a little movement through the toes yet again here momentarily. The next time you're in a forward fold, point your toes away from you. So as your fingers sweep by your feet, your toes point away. As your fingers make their way back towards your hips, your toes start to lift up too, like a little flower blooming. And now at your own pace, move through that new flexion. If that feels like too much, you can keep at a nice flex foot. This may not work if you need a nice bend in the knee, right? So just honor where you're at in your practice today. We're gonna do one more round. We're gonna end with our hands in the sky in a tree pose, taking any variation of choice. Relaxing through the shoulders, maybe closing down the eye gazes if that feels okay. Feeling that foot pressing into your thigh and that thigh into the foot. So no passiveness is happening down below, right? Lifting and lengthening through the side body, yet drawing the shoulders down through the armpits and feeling that groundedness as well. Do something new with the arms. Something new with the arms. Something new with the arms. One more time, something new with the arms. We're gonna inhale the hands to the sky. And we're gonna exhale them. They're gonna float behind the body. Kickstand. Toes away from your nose. Inhale, raise. And lengthen. Exhale, release and deepen. We're gonna do one more. Your toes are pointing and flexing. Inhale, point the toes, lift the body up, and exhale, let it go. Yes, yes. Walk your hands back up towards your side body. Inhale, up, exhale, fold forward and hang out in this pose. Your hands do not have to touch your toes. They can wrap under your knee and you can bend that knee and almost like you're giving your leg a hug. Actually one of my faves. Remember, every exhalation, you find yourself deeper in some variation of the pose. Maybe it's just feeling the foot pressing into the thigh. Maybe it's just feeling the toes lengthening or bending. Maybe it's feeling yourself collapsing into your own body a little bit deeper. Whatever it may be. One more round of breath. As you exhale, that right hand's gonna capture on the outer of that left foot or the left leg, anywhere. So I'll take it a little higher. We're gonna inhale the hand up for a twist, and we're gonna exhale into the twist. And then we're gonna bring it down, yogis. That left hand's gonna slide off of the mat, the right hand's gonna go overhead, and we're gonna twist, point those toes away from your nose. Go ahead and shake your head from side to side or let the nose float toward your thumb and relax. That's right. We're gonna slowly bring it back. Both legs are gonna lengthen. Feel free to do a reverse plank if it feels good or tabletop, yogi's choice. If you wanna take this into new places, whether you're in tabletop or plank, you can lift one leg at a time. Just checking in with your own balance, with your own power, your own connection, or you can hold any variation, yeah? I'm moving fast, just showing in case anyone's looking. We're gonna bring it back, knees into body, give yourself a hug. We're gonna do everything on the opposite side. We're gonna lengthen the legs, take your time. Opposite foot comes in, which foot is that? Okay, so my right. Confused. We're gonna place the foot into the thigh, thigh into the foot, toes to the nose. Inhale up. Don't forget you're painting the mat and you're moving at your own pace. Let your head and neck get nice and heavy and relax. The sun is rising, so is your breath, filling the lungs, filling up the body as you exhale and you release. Rinse and repeat. Yes. If you want to start playing with that point and flex, honor that. As the fingers go near the toes point away from the nose. And as the fingers begin to rise, the toes come back and flex. Beautiful breath work. Keep feeling the thigh pressing into the foot and the foot into the thigh. Yes, yes, yes. One more round. When you're ready, you're gonna inhale everything up, toes to your nose, exhale and fold. Again, a bend in the knee if that feels okay. Whatever works for your body here. Relaxing into the pose.
I think we lost you again, Drew.
We may keep losing connection. We're just moving from side to side. And then when you're ready, yogis, we're gonna bring it back center. And we're gonna kind of do what we did earlier. We're gonna inhale the hands up. This time we're going to fold in between the legs. So they're gonna kind of splay out. We're gonna reach. We're gonna flip the palms up, come back. And then the hands are gonna come down, but not all the way to the earth. We're gonna shift our weight back. Yeah? And then inhale up. So kind of like a sailboat is the vibe here. For those of you who have more flexibility, you might start to feel the bottoms of the feet coming together. For those of us who have a little bit more core strength and engagement, we might come a little bit back more, or anything in between. If it feels good to start to flex those toes towards your nose, coming up on those heels, add in those little bitty changes. Noticing what comes up for you. We're gonna take a few more rounds here of this gentle movement, and then we're gonna float back into a supported Navasana boat pose. Yeah. Of course, you can decide to move out of this pose into the full variation, bent legs or lengthen, yogi's choice. And then start to slowly make your way onto your back. Take your time arriving. Hands are overhead, stretch the body nice and deliciously. And then draw your knees into your body, give yourself a hug. I'm going to give you an option to do windshield wipers or happy baby here. And it's your choice if you want to go into another bridge pose, place a block under your body and just support your bridge. You can even lift your legs up to the sky for legs up the wall with your bottom body under the block or over the block. You can also turn this into shoulder stand, plow to fish series if that's in your practice. If you want an upward bow or will pose instead of a bridge, like Marguerite here, honor that. So lots of variations, right? You can keep it nice and chill. You can enjoy some happy baby. Anything in between or all of the above. Taking a gentle assessment of your body, just seeing what your body needs. Does it need some twists and turns? Does it need to hold a pose? Maybe laying with the bottoms of the feet together, knees splayed out to the side feels good today. Thank you, Zoomies, for being so communicative today, because I need it. Appreciate you always. And when in doubt, some self-massage, right? Just bringing our earlobes into our fingertips, maybe doing some gentle body tapping or some shoulder massaging, maybe massaging the temples, taking the tip of the tongue to the top of the mouth and just releasing any energy that's happening in the jaws. I've been clenching my jaws, I guess, all week and not realizing it because they hurt so bad. Like chewing like a big wad of horrible bubble gum. That's how I feel right now. So just checking in with what's happening for you. That's right. Remembering to invite your intuition into your practice, right? Move your body intuitively. Maybe your teacher is giving you an instruction, but your body's needing something a little different. Honor that, right? I don't know if you're Sabrina and you just went on a run or you're a fighter who just drove all the way like 4 hours. Like maybe you need something else. So keep that in mind. Take a few more rounds of breath here, yogis, and then we'll go into a gentle body scan to end our class, just to check in. Finding whatever pose floats your boat. Maybe it's Shavasana, maybe it's lying on your belly or your side. Totally up to you here. Before we begin our body scan, just bringing to mind the gratitude that we have for our health, for our body's ability to show up for us today. Remembering that we're a very small subset of the population, right? All the things that we did with our body today isn't necessarily common. Being grateful for where we're at, not expecting more than our body wishes to produce on any given moment. Instead, just having pure gratitude for where we're at in time and space. As you notice your breath, allow your breath to guide your body into relaxation, remembering that every exhale will get you there. This time we're going to start from the bottom. We're going to just notice our toes, maybe seeing if you can wiggle one toe at a time on each foot. Maybe just acknowledging them, sending them love and gratitude, breathing prana, life force energy into each and every toe. Appreciating that the feet have more bones in them than any other part of the body. They hold all of our weight all day long. They support us in ways that we just do not even need to think about. Then each toe, both feet, love. Bringing your awareness to your right ankle, left ankle, left knee, right knee, right hip, left hip. Pause, feel your belly breathing. Bringing the awareness to the back of your body, pressing against the earth, or the front of your body pressing against the earth, or the sides of your body pressing against the earth. Bringing awareness to the right side of your body, left side. Awareness to the left shoulder, right shoulder. Bringing awareness to the heart space and pause. Feel the love, connection. Feel the peace and compassion. Bringing the awareness to the right elbow, right wrist, left elbow, left wrist. Bringing awareness to all the fingers on both of the hands. Feeling the energy of receiving through the right palm, left palm. Feeling the connection of the bottoms of the feet to the palms of the hands and pause. Bringing your awareness to the back of the neck, to the crown of the head, right eyebrow, left eyebrow. Bring the awareness to the left earlobe, right earlobe. Releasing any tension in the left cheek on your face and the right cheek on your face. Releasing any tension that's happening in your top lip, bottom lip, the chin, the front of your neck, the tip of your nose. Relax. Relax.
beginning to allow your breath activate your body. Wiggling your toes and your fingers. If not already, perhaps rolling onto one side, or if on one side, rolling to the other side of your body. Giving yourself a hug. With your eyes gentle and soft, press and float to a seated posture, taking your time. I will invite you to place your hands over your knees, palms facing down, pressing into your knees, feeling yourself ground your energy. Take a moment here and just bring into mind whatever or wherever in your life that needs a little bit more stability, a little bit more grounding, a little bit more peace, maybe a little bit more connection. Notice any tension you're holding in the shoulders or the body and relax that tension. Together, flipping the palms up to the sky, being open to receive all that we have just wished for. And may we inhale and practice non-attachment and let it go. Thank you all for allowing me to guide you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Go in peace. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you. Next foundations class next week is all about back bends. We'll be doing the opposing forward folds, standing, seated, all the varieties. So we're always on Zoom, as you can tell, although it might be annoying. Zoomies, thank you, Amber, Rita, Beth. And I'm going to log out and log back in for yoga school, okay? Hugs and kisses. Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to Yoga Podcast created in 2018. Did you know that you can listen to hundreds of free audio yoga classes dedicated to meditation, mindfulness practices, and of course, asana, as well as tons of amazing information for your personal and sacred practice on and off of the mat. Check out today's show notes for a link to my website, lovebreezybreeyoga.com. You will also find a link to iloveyogatherapy.org, a new online resource center for yoga therapy and somatic healing practices and techniques. You will find a ton of information, videos and articles and case studies if you are interested in learning more about yoga therapy and Ayurvedic practices. Thank you so much for listening. Go in peace. Namaste.